I started off in a safe place with the Lord. And she was like, picture yourself, like, where are you at? And I'm like, in a safe place. And I told her, and she was like, where is Jesus? And I'm like, oh, he's over here. And I had just this vision and she talked me through, and she was like, ask Jesus this, and what is Jesus telling you? And what are you giving to him? And what is he giving you back in return? And it was this beautiful journey. Like, you couldn't even like script it. And the things that you were seeing and the things that like Jesus was showing you, it was so amazing.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. So glad that you're here with us. Take this opportunity, guys, hit the red button and subscribe to this channel. We would love to have you as a part of this community, and press the bell so that you can get notified anytime we release a new video or podcast, or you can email us at info@blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Let us know your thoughts and what topics you would like for us to talk about. But I'm super excited because I have an amazing person on the podcast. She's my best friend. She's also the COO of our ministry. We've been friends for 2 decades now.
Why do we tell people this?
We've
been friends since college, which was about 5 years ago.
That's right. Because we are 25.
Not two decades.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah. But Kristen and I, we were college roommates, and it's awesome because we get to do not only life together, but because our kids are all the same age, but we get to do ministry together and work with each other every day. So it's a lot of fun. And we also shared the same mentor. And I'm excited because that's what we're going to talk about today, is just the power of mentorship and godly counsel. Mm-hmm. And we kicked off our blended family coaching
in
November.
December.
And Kristen, you are one of our coaches, Scott and myself, and then we have another BKF team member who is a coach. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, it has been so amazing to sit with these families. Yes. And it's truly an honor to just be able to walk with people through their struggles in life. And mm-hmm. I know you and I both went through mentorship and had godly counsel, so to speak. And that was transformational for us.
Yes. And just doing coaching now, like, it's encouraging. I get off those calls and I know there are hard things that they're going through, but when you can watch them walk through them and walk out of them and hear their time with God, because that's what we always point them back to, right?
Yeah.
And what they've done in the week since you guys have last talked, it's exciting.
No, it's super exciting. And I know for you and I, our experiences obviously were different because everyone's experience is different. I know for me personally, we were going through that fire season of our blended family with the lawsuit.
Remember.
Yeah. And I needed someone or something to help me navigate that season. And I loved our mentor. She actually had been married and divorced. She's not a blended family. She's still single. But she was able to pour into me in that season and help me navigate and walk through those hardships. And I know for you, it was different, your time with her.
Yeah. So I was really just looking to go like deeper. I was just in a season of like, I wanted more and I didn't know where to go. And so you had shared your experience. And so I reached out at the time we were at the same church, and was able to sit with her, and transformational is an understatement what that time was, because she was really able to look at, as you kind of do, like look at it from a different perspective, right? So I can see what I can see. And she would say all the time, like, you don't know when you're deceived. And always so kind, always with love. Like, I never left feeling, you know.
Yeah.
But I always felt like encouraged when I walked away. And so she was really able to pour into me. And I don't think that my journey would be the same without her.
Absolutely. I remember the same thing. She was the person that taught me like what it actually meant and looked like to get into the Lord's presence. Because I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this? What are you talking about? Truly transformational.
Yeah.
Or like, I've said this before, she's the one that was like, hey, your visions and dreams are from the Lord. Like, that's a way that he is speaking to you. And I was like, wow, that is so powerful. Yes. I just thought I had a big imagination. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's so much power in mentorship. And I know too, like in scripture, and there's a lot of it in Proverbs, but one of my favorite verses that I wanted to share today, it says in Proverbs 11:14, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. And then also Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. Yes. And just the power to have somebody, one, who can not only pour into you, but like you said, have that different perspective of like, hey, I'm hearing you say this a lot. I'm seeing you're doing this. Have you thought about it could be X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. And then obviously pointing you back to the Lord, and you, like, you're growing in deeper intimacy and deeper connection with him. And I love, that's what I love about the coaching program, because when you get to be a part of that and steward people into the Lord's presence, and when you get to hear about how the Lord is transforming their lives and their blended family, like, it's an amazing feeling to get a front row seat at what the Lord is doing, like the miracles that he's doing in them.
It grows my faith.
Yes.
Like, I know what he does in my life, but then when I can see what he's doing in other people's lives, it's just like, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think anybody that's listening today, like, we're both working moms. So, like, I know we have a lot of moms that are in our community, whether you're a bio mom, you know, a bonus mom, maybe adoptive or foster mom. You're also a career mom, you know.
A dog mom, like any mom.
Any mom. Like, you're momming it up. You're in the hood of motherhood.
You need a friend. You need a mentor.
You do. And sometimes that can't be our husband, you know, like, and having somebody, one, who is grounded in their faith and in the Lord, but also has that wisdom and has walked like some roads.
Yes.
You know, our mentor, her name is Sandy. Everybody needs a Sandy.
Everyone needs a Sandy.
Yes. Yeah. She is amazing. And she had that tough love. I know that there were sessions where I would leave. She would press into something and I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it would frustrate me, but she knew. And what the Holy Spirit was speaking during that moment, she's like, and I know it was so funny. Like, after some sessions, she'd be like, hey, I'm sorry if you got upset with me, but the Holy Spirit was saying da 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 da. And I'm like, no, I'm glad that you did, because it took me to a place that I needed to go and where boundaries and not boundaries, but like walls had been built up. And the Lord's like, no, let's expose that so that we can do some deeper work here.
Yes.
And that was the amazing thing about having her be able to see and pour into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's great too. I just got off a call with a group leader. We're talking about that right before we started. And I hear all the time this overarching theme of like isolation, and they might not use that word, but what they're going through, they feel like they're the only family or the only mom in the situation, and they feel isolated, and that's a terrible place to be. Like, that's where the enemy wants us, right? Because if he can keep us there, like, we're in our own minds, we can't see our way out of it. And so I would say that if you feel that today, like, you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need a friend that has that godly perspective that can pour into you, and don't sit there and don't feel bad about how you're feeling or your situation, but find somebody.
Yeah. No, that's so good. Yeah. And so, like, if you are listening, guys, if you don't know, we do have the coaching program. Kristen is an amazing coach. She does a lot of, you've done mentorship, like a lot of mentorship, like that we're talking about. She's a great mentor, you guys. But also, like, you know, you and your blended family, Scott and I, we were coaching a couple yesterday, and they're really having a hard time with, the wife feels that her husband's ex-spouse is kind of like a part of their marriage. And, and then the ex-spouse is also just, the co-parenting has been really tumultuous, lately, and they're just having a lot of issues, and they're like, we need another couple to help us navigate through this, or even just to listen and offer any advice.
Safe place.
Yes. A safe place, like any, and, you know, scripture, and pray over them. You know, we prayed over them yesterday. And so it's so, I think, wise, like scripture tells us, and it's good, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst.
Yes.
Yeah. And so when you can have that, man, I think it can be truly transformational.
Yes.
So, okay. Kristen, I know you were talking about, like, when in your time with your mentor, our mentor, Sandy, you need a Sandy. Like, what was most transformational about that? I know you said that you were really seeking the mentorship for a time to go deeper. Mm-hmm. Like, what about that was like the most transformational for you? Was there like a moment or like an intimate time with the Lord that you can share or want to share that like you remember, you're like, man, I remember this moment, and like it changed me.
It changed.
Or it marked me.
It marked me. Yeah. Trying to think of the exact moment, but I know that she exposed like a lot of blinders that I had on, where maybe I thought that I fully trusted God, right? Like I believed in him, but did I trust him? And so she kind of showed me where I was playing God and where I, like there were areas of my life that I wasn't giving to him. I think my children would be one of those examples. Like, okay, if I fully surrender them to you, then does that mean that like something's going to happen? Like, are you going to use something from them to help? I don't know. I don't know exactly what I thought, but she really took like some areas and just showed where like, maybe I didn't believe like I thought I believed, and made me take that time to sit with the Lord in that. And so coming out of the other side of that and really being able to have that personal relationship with God, like he showed up in ways that like I could sit here and tell you about, but you just wouldn't fully understand, right? Like he makes those personal moments with us, and having her challenge me sitting in some of those hard things, like, no, of course I believe in God. Like I'm here. Like, of course, you know, but her just like really pressing into that, I think allowed me to break down some of those walls and move deeper.
No, that's good. Yeah. And had you not had her or like spent that time with her and really gotten vulnerable with her, like you may not have known that or even seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because you can't, there's some things that you can't pull out yourself. Yes, God can change our hearts and he can expose that, but he led her, you know, to do that. And so she said all the time, like, you don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know where your blinders are. And I mean, there were even times with Ricky, she would say something and I'm like, well, what? Like, I never had thought about it from that angle. Like I'm, you know, thinking about it very selfishly. And she was able to really turn that around. And so I think it helped in a lot of aspects by having somebody that you can say anything to and you feel that that's okay, right? Like she wasn't judging me. There was no wrong answer. It was just like, we're working on this together. We're in this together.
Yeah, that partnership. And like you said, that safe place and building that foundation and trust.
Yes.
So vital. Yeah, I remember, I think the truly transformational, man, there were so many transformational parts about that journey when we were in it, when we first met and when I first started doing mentorship with her. And I think the first one was, it was my first freedom session, which
we did my first freedom session in the middle of a restaurant.
I think Panera, I had more freedom sessions in Panera, you know,
same.
Yeah. But I remember being, we were actually at the church and she walked me through this freedom session. And if you're wondering what that is, for me, this is what it looked like. It was closing my eyes and I started off in a safe place with the Lord. And she was like, picture yourself, like, where are you at? And I'm like, in a safe place. And I told her and she was like, where is Jesus? And I'm like, oh, he's over here. And I had just this vision and she talked me through and she was like, ask Jesus this. And what is Jesus telling you? And what are you giving to him? And what is he giving you back in return? Yeah. And it was this beautiful journey. Like, you couldn't even like script it. And the things that you were seeing and the things that like Jesus was showing you, it was so amazing. And the things that I was able to let go in that moment and what it exposed, I just was like, oh my gosh, I feel like it unlocked a dimension or a part of just my faith, like I had never even known was there.
I had never even known to think, or I wasn't aware that he would be like in the same room or the same place. And I was actually able to use that several years later when my daughter was in the ICU and I was standing behind, my husband had gone to, I think, do something with her husband and, or her. So my husband had left to get some stuff and so I'm standing behind my daughter as they're putting her in the ICU. There's all these nurses around her and I remember the fear and just like, where are you, God? Like, I know you're here, Jesus. Like, where are you? And just being able to like comfort myself, like knowing, okay, he's right here. Like, he's also watching and watching over her. Like, he's not so far away.
Yeah.
And so that really helped like in that moment too.
No, that's I mean, and that's so good. And I think like, and that is the beautiful thing about having godly counselors and advisors that can pour into you. And they, it's like pulling the gold out of you and like, oh my gosh, I see like the potential in you and like where they stretch your faith and they help you grow in your faith. And then you're asking questions that you would never ever even think to ask God. And you're going places with the Lord. Like, you're like, this is so cool. Like, I've never been here before with you, Lord. And it is awesome. And you're growing into deeper into this relationship and it's so beautiful. And, yeah, no, I I will say that the mentorship was something that truly was transformational in my life.
Yes.
And I know that it was for yours. And I know that anybody that's listening, like, you're like, man, I want that and I need that. Again, you guys, this ministry, we are here for you. Yes. Like, Kristen, you're on the phone a lot with group leaders and people who are wanting to start groups, people who are interested in coaching and hearing just what people are going through. You guys, like, this ministry is here for you. Yes. And we want to help you walk through that, whether it's me, Scott, the both of us, Kristen, any of our members, like, we're here to serve you and your family.
Yes, we would love to.
Yes. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. Kristen, love you.
Love you.
Yeah. It was awesome. It's awesome when you get to work with your best friend. we get a lot of work done. I promise. We get a lot of work done. But you guys, take time. Subscribe to the podcast. We would love for you to be a part of this community. Again, visit us at blendingkingdomfamilies.com. Also, go to our, go to Apple, go to Spotify. Leave us a review. Tell us how you are experiencing the podcast. We would love to get your feedback. We hope you all have an amazing and blessed day and see you next week. Hey friends, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do, and remember, nothing will be impossible with God.